Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. You would think when your podcast is named Thunder and Lightning, you could get Kendall Rogers on for more often. But this is the first time we've had the man from D1 Baseball on with us, and I really appreciate his time. We are, as we're recording this, we are 62 days away from the start of the college baseball season here in Starkville. Let's talk about the SEC first. And I hit up Brian O'Connor about this question a few weeks ago. Now I'm going to get you. You may not know this. I am a diehard San Francisco Giants fan. Been one my whole life.
Okay.
I want to know your thoughts on Vitello going to San Fran.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, it's historic. I mean, the fact that you have an SEC baseball coach take a major league job and take a job like the Giants, you know, to go from Knoxville, Tennessee to San Francisco in the Bay Area is quite a change. And so I think over the last few years, I think we've all kind of waited for this to happen. Tony just happened to be the right guy in the right situation at the right time. I do wonder, I was talking to somebody about this right after it happened, but I do wonder if you go back and look at Pat Murphy's success with the Brewers, if this had a little bit of something to do with it. And granted, Pat's a little different because he was with the Padres for a bit.
Right.
You know, he was on the bench with you know, counsel before he got the managerial job. But still, it's a former college coach who clearly, once he got to the professional ranks, knew kind of the switches to flip to be a successful manager. So I think kind of looking back at that, I think that helped Tony a little bit, because I would consider those two guys very similar personality wise, like both firebrands, but they're going to fight for their players and their players love them. And so I think it's neat. I get that Tennessee fans are probably a little pissed that he went and got Q, their strength coach, and took Frank Anderson with him. But I mean, if you're Tennessee, like you cannot be mad at Tony Vitello with what he did to that program. He won a national championship. He took a Tennessee program that I remember watching State play them one year on TV. I think this might even be back when they were on like Jefferson Pilot or Comcast Sports, and like State's playing there. State's like top 10 at the time, but I mean, there's literally like 400 people at the game.
Yeah.
Now it's like the hottest ticket in town. Now they're building a $100 million stadium. So what he's done for them, like they could never repay him for what he did. So I think it's pretty cool.
So what happens to Tennessee now?
We'll find out. I mean, yeah. I will say this, and granted, I don't want to lump Josh Elander in the same boat as Mike Early, because it's a different situation. Like Josh has been a recruiting coordinator in the SEC. He's been a top assistant in the SEC for a while. But, you know, as we saw last year with A&M, like you can be the most talented team in the country, but when you have a first-year head coach, you just never know. But I will say this, you know, our Joe Healy had a really good interview with Josh on the site the other day. And I thought his answers, his knowledge of the hard-hitting questions and what, you know, he would need to do in certain situations kind of made me go away from the interview thinking, okay, like this guy knows what he's doing. So I think the biggest thing with Tennessee is I think if they can kind of weather the storm this year and he can get his feet wet and they can experience some success, I think they'll be just fine. But now, I mean, they're spending so much money on baseball, they don't have a choice but to – go all in on baseball. Like if you're spending $100 million plus, you know, with rev share and all this NIL, like they're going to make sure you win, or at least they're going to try their hardest.
In the SEC this year, I think we've got a lot. I mean, no surprise, right? There's a lot of great teams. Who are the, in whatever order you want to give them, who are your top four teams in the conference coming into the season?
Oh boy. I would have to go with Mississippi State is one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think as you break this team down, you know, you look at the top two spots in the rotation. I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But you know, you look at the resurgence of a guy like Charlie Foster and whatnot. Like, I feel good about the pitching. I really like the offensive lineup. Obviously, some transfer flavor there. But Mississippi State would be in the mix for me. Texas would be in the mix for me. They have another really, really deep and talented pitching staff. LSU would be in that mix for me. I know it's hard to kind of repeat as national champs, but I mean, when you've got, you know, Cason Evans and, guys like that, and you've got Derek Curiel offensively, like, they're going to be really good. And Jay is like a master of like turning the page. Mm-hmm. Like, Jay's not satisfied till he has like 40 national championships. So I don't worry about that kind of hangover with them. Mm-hmm. I think for me, that fourth spot is interesting. Like, I kind of like Vanderbilt. I like A&M. I think A&M is going to be way, way better this year. I think they're healthier, which will matter. I mean, people kind of forget with that team last year. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have Gavin Grohover for the whole year. Caden Sorrell was hurt half the year, and their closer was hurt for 90% of the year. All three of those guys are back and healthy. I like A&M. And then Florida. I mean, honestly, hey, Dad, like, Florida probably has the most talented team in the SEC. But when your coach is out for 2 months and there's obviously a lot of volatility there, I don't know how to handicap Florida. Like, do they rally around Sully? And, like, does he, you know, coach his heart out because he has something to prove? I mean, if that happens, I mean, watch out. But that's a big question mark for me. Florida would be in that mix too.
We would be remiss on a Mississippi State podcast to not ask about our in-state rivals. What do you think about the Rebels this year?
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. How good, I guess, is the question. I don't feel like their ceiling is quite as high as Mississippi State. But, I mean, I like that some of the pieces they have from an offensive standpoint, particularly power-wise. And I love getting Hunter Elliott back. I mean, you know, I get it. People look at him over the last year and go, oh, the stuff's ticked down just a hair after the injury. But he was still effective. He was still good. And you're talking about a guy who, I mean, has pitched in a national championship game.
Yeah.
Just series. A winner, hard nose, has pitched just an outrageous number of innings now in college baseball. I mean, you like, a coach would love to have that. So I like that piece for the Rebs.
All right, let's talk about the Bulldogs now. And yeah. And the hiring of Brian O'Connor, to me, from a football perspective, is very similar, and maybe I'm off on this, to mm-hmm. when Alabama hired Nick Saban. That he was clearly the best coach available. He had the national championship. He had turned LSU yeah. into a power. And I think O'Connor, there's some similarities there. And when you talk to O'Connor, the organization, the way he runs his program is similar to what you've heard from Saban and his process through the years. How far down the list of great coaches in this sport do you go before you get to Brian O'Connor?
He would be my top couple for sure. Yeah. It's kind of funny to think back at the hiring of Brian O'Connor. I still remember, you know, I won't name names, but I still remember somebody from state reached out to me right when they were searching for a new head coach. And I've got an awesome relationship with Coach O'Connor. Like, I've known him forever. I would consider him a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, they asked me, like, hey, do you think that Brian O'Connor would have interest in Mississippi State? And I was like, I don't think, like, I know he would. And they were like, really? Like, you think so? And I go, yeah. So, obviously, State shot their shot, and he accepted. And obviously, people are going to look at the salary and go, well, of course he went there. Like, they're paying him that much money. But this is a guy that was super loyal to Virginia. Let's not forget, you know, Brian O'Connor has had opportunities to go to LSU. Mm-hmm. And not when Jay was hired, but during the previous, situations. He's had a chance to go to LSU. He's had a chance to go to a place like Texas. And you know, he's had a chance to go to A&M now, what, twice? Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened. And so this guy has had opportunities at big-time jobs. And it was this one that he was attracted to the most and felt like, you know what, like I'm ready to make a move. And I think for me, I go back to the welcoming ceremony that I watched that he was a part of, that, mm-hmm. you know, the ballpark, you know, I don't think it was quite – full, but I mean, it was pretty close. Mm. And just the fanfare around that. I will say this, when Brian O'Connor took that job, I was like, it's kind of a different fit. You know, I'm not sure it's the best fit I've ever seen, but it's a fit that after you watch that ceremony, it was like, okay, this is going to work because he was all in. Like, mm. and I feel like MSU is a little bit like that. I feel like you're either all in or all out. Mm-hmm. And he was all in. So I think what you're going to see in Brian is an outstanding coach. I think you've already seen that he's awesome with media, awesome with fans, and he's also one of those guys that on the recruiting trail, and we're seeing it with the level classes they're bringing in, that he's one of those guys that can sell a ketchup popsicle to somebody with white gloves. Like, that's just kind of the way he is. And so I'm a huge Brian O'Connor fan, and obviously it looks like he's going to do some pretty big things there.
So we do a weekly mailbag kind of podcast, and one of the questions was, could you split State's roster in half and get two top 25 teams? And I said, I don't think so from a pitching perspective. They don't they have depth, but they don't have that much depth. But when you talk about the lineup, I almost think you could field at least two SEC-caliber teams based off of what State has on the roster. Is this one of the I won't ask if it's the deepest, but is it one of the deepest lineups in the country?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one of the deepest. I mean, the last projected lineup that I had from the coaching staff, had guys like, Stallman and, Drew Weyers on the bench. Well, if you go look at Drew Weyers, he was the player of the year last year in the AM East. So it gives you, so it gives you an idea how good he is. And so, I mean, this lineup's going to be incredibly deep. I mean, I think there's some guys, that I feel like are going to take a pretty big step forward, like James Nunnally, for instance. If you look back at last year at Virginia, hit just a hair, below 300 as a freshman. But, I mean, I think that guy's a lot more in the tank. You know, the one I love that they got back for another season is just Noah Sullivan, just having that kind of power in the lineup. Even if the guy, and granted, he hit 345 last year, but I mean, even if he hits 290, if he can hit 16, 17, 18 homers, I mean, that's a scary piece to have in the lineup when you have, Aiden Teal and, Ace Reese. Be remiss if we don't mention the best player on the team, and Ace Reese. So, I mean, this lineup has a chance to be extremely special.
You said best player on the team with Reese. How close is he to being the best player in the SEC?
I think the biggest thing with Ace for me is just how he continues to develop defensively. If he, my comp on him, just in terms of just, I wouldn't even call him iffy. Like, I don't want to disrespect the guy. But, I mean, I think we would all agree there's some improvements to be made defensively. Yeah. He kind of reminds me of Jacob Berry at LSU a few years ago. Remember him? He transferred in from Arizona. He was one of the best hitters in college baseball. He went to LSU early on in his career when he's at third base. It was a little bit of a mystery. But as he got more and more and more reps, he ended up being a pretty decent third baseman. And I kind of feel like Ace is going to be on that same trajectory. But at any rate, I mean, he's going to be your premier hitter. And frankly, what he can give you positionally is icing on the cake.
You got two guys on this roster that I thought would be in the minors right now, in Jacob Parker and in Jack Bauer. We'll get to Bauer in a second. But Jacob Parker, we all knew his brother was going to be a top 10 pick, but we thought he could be anywhere late first round to, middle of the second, third round kind of situation. He ends up here at Mississippi State. I talked to another guy a few weeks ago, and he's like, this is just not a guy that he doesn't come to college to sit on the bench, is how he described it.
Yeah.
What kind of impact can he have as a true freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I think any guy with his kind of tools and, I mean, frankly, the physical nature, I haven't seen him in person quite yet, but, I mean, you're talking about a guy who, 6'2", 6'3", 220. Yeah. Like, it's almost like he should be playing linebacker for the football team to some degree. But,
They could use a guy like that.
There we go, Jacob. That's just an offer right now to go play football. Brian O'Connor probably would not like that.
No.
Yeah, but I think anybody with his skill set and his tools, I mean, have a chance to make an impact. But again, you talk about, looking at his position. I mean, you talk about the options out there. Nunnally, Teal, Bryce Chance, not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Reed Stallman, not going to be easy to crack that lineup. But I do have a feeling. I have a lot of faith in Aiden Teal, for one. But I would not be shocked if a guy like Parker kind of fits in the equation somewhere, early on, playing for maybe Chance in a game or two, playing for Nunnally in a game or two, and just kind of see how he develops.
And then on the pitching side of things, let's talk about Bauer. A left-hander that throws 100 usually does not make it to campus. That's a luxury that most college baseball programs will never get. You worry about a guy like that because in this day and age, it feels like everybody's going to have a Tommy John at some point. But what can he do in year one with the way he throws?
Well, we talked about the lineup and how deep the state is. Mm-hmm. How about this? I mean, Mississippi State's coaching staff, just kind of looking at our survey that we sent out a couple weeks ago, they ranked their top seven pitchers in terms of roles, and Jack Bauer's not on there. I mean, just kind of get, it's not saying that Bauer won't have an impact. It's just saying, like, right now he won't be a starter. He won't be a top one or two reliever, and he won't be the closer. He would be Ben Davis. So it just gives you an idea how deep this team is. But I think he's one of those.
There. You just
say that again.
I was not aware that Ben Davis was in the lineup to be the closer.
That's what he's listed as.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think with a guy like Bauer, I think this is a really good team for him to be on because obviously, as hard as he throws, there's going to be some mechanical things and whatnot that you know, Justin's going to have to work on with him. And I think in a you know, staff like this, where you know, if Jack Bauer goes out there and struggles in an outing, like it's not like a huge setback for the team, right? He struggles. You can go throw in some other guys like, you know, Pitzer, Burns, Davis, et cetera, and they're out of the jam. And so I think it's a perfect situation for a very high upside arm who, you know, I wouldn't say he's not seasoned, but who maybe doesn't know what it's like to pitch in the SEC on a Saturday afternoon when you're trying to clinch a series situation. So I think it's a perfect situation for him.
What do you think about State on Friday night? Is that Valinkas from Virginia? Is that going to be Ryan McPherson? I know they have some options there. Who do you think it ends up being?
Yeah, it'll be McPherson or Valinkas for sure. And I don't know. Is O'Connor saying Valinkas? Because I always said Valencius, and I never was told
Man,
I was wrong.
When I meet him, I'll ask him. You know?
Well, you know what? The best part, you could tell him I said this, but the best part is his brother in like one of his videos at Illinois said Valinkas. You know, Thomas, or whatever, said Valencius last year at one of the tournaments I was at in Round Rock. So, I don't know.
Well, my last name is Haydad, man. I'm used to
exactly
weird last names.
just a traditional Mississippi name.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So,
I was going to say, yeah, McPherson or Valencius for sure. I mean, I'll talk about Valencius just because State fans know about McPherson, who's obviously a big arm. But I saw Valencia's, you know, quite a bit last year. Really like him. He's hard-nosed. You know, he's going to come at you 95, 96 with a fastball. It is premier stuff. So, I mean, I tell you what, if you're going to have him on a Saturday, man, you're in really good shape.
All right, let's wrap it up with this. It's baseball. You know, as the guy whose statue is in behind the stadium, Ron Polk said it, that's baseball. You can always lose. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. Can you caution Mississippi State fans or something in terms of expectations here? It feels like in my time covering baseball, this is the most preseason hype I can ever remember. And even going back to being a kid, I don't remember a team that had this much preseason hype around it. And I feel like fans, if they don't win the national title, might be disappointed. I think this can be an Omaha team. But as long as they're in the chase for that, this was a successful season, right?
For sure. I would have Omaha as the expectation with this team. I kind of go up and in the lineup. I look at the options on the mound. It's kind of funny. Like I'm sitting there just diving in more on some of these notes that OC had. And like, you know, they mentioned Duke Stone as their breakout pitcher and one of their fall MVPs. Yeah. And he's going to be the weekend guy or the midweek starter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just gives you an idea how talented this team is. But there's always a transition in year one with a new head coach. The good news is you've got – you know, two coaches in Mac and OC that have won a national championship. They know a little something about what it takes to get to Omaha. So I would say Omaha's expectation. And I'll even tell LSU fans this, I'll always refuse to be like they need to win the national championship because once you get to Omaha, it really is just, I mean, it's who's playing well and like what bracket you're in. That could be the difference between winning the whole thing and, you know, just being in the tournament.
I think Mississippi State fans would tell you the 21 team was not the best Mississippi State baseball team of all time.
Oh, no.
But they won the national title, and it's getting hot at the right
moment. Yeah, I mean, Will Bednar, I mean, that was like, you know, what he did that year was insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So we shall see. Kendall, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, brother, let's do it again.
Anytime, man.
Thanks, Brian.
D1 baseball. Let's talk some baseball because we don't want to talk about basketball here at Mississippi State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.